Well, okay. Let's get started here. Welcome to those of you that are listening to us by internet or Zoom or however you do it. But we're glad you're here, and we are starting lesson number 12. Everyone's got their worksheet. We're on Genesis chapter 44. And we are going to get started here today. We're talking about Joseph. And I think when we left off, what do you remember where we left off last week? What comes to your mind? Where did we leave off? Just what I thought. Nobody can remember. I'll let you think for a while.
I wasn't here.
Oh, you weren't here. Well, now we're going to find out why you weren't here, Doran. No, that's okay.
He was just starting to reveal himself to his brothers. They're inviting them to their house for a meal.
Yep. And remember, Benjamin got how much more food?
Five times
yeah. More. And it was interesting how everyone was seated when the mealtime came, because Joseph came home at noon for the meal. He sat off by himself at a table because he was prime minister of Egypt. All of his brothers that were there were in, they're sitting by their age, how they were born. And then they had Egyptians that sat at another table because the Egyptians didn't believe in hanging out with Hebrews. And so, very interesting kind of thing. Then when the food was served, everybody had got plenty, but Benjamin got five times more food, which is kind of where we left off. So we're going to read today Genesis chapter 44, verses 1 through 16 is all the further we're going to get today. We always kind of want to take a special notice as far as where do we end? where do we end in this story? But we're going to start with verse 1. Doran, would you like to start? And you can just go around. You can pass.
44,
yep.
Now Joseph gave these instructions to the steward of his house. Fill the men's sacks with as much food as they can carry. Put each man's silver in the mouth of his sack. Then put my cup, the silver one, in the mouth of the youngest one's sack, along with the silver from his grain. And he did as Joseph said.
As morning dawned, the men were sent on their way with their donkeys. They had not gone far from the city when Joseph said to his steward, "Go after those men at once, and when you catch up with them, say to them, 'Why have you repaid good with evil? Isn't this the cup my master drinks from and also uses for divination? Is this a wicked thing? This is a wicked thing you have done.'"
So he overtook them and spoke these words to them. And they said to him, "Why does my lord speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants to do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in the mouth of our sacks we have brought back to you from the land of Canaan. How could we steal silver or gold from your lord's house? With whomever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we also will be my lord's slaves."
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. Go ahead, Dina.
"Very well, then," he said. "Let it be as you say. Whoever has found you have it will become my slave. The rest of you will be free from blame." Each of them quickly lowered his sack to the ground and opened it. Then the steward proceeded to search, beginning with the oldest and ending with the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. At this, they tore their clothes. Then they all loaded their donkeys and returned to the city.
Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house while he was still there, and they fell to the ground before him. Joseph said to them, "What deed is this that you have done? Do you not know that one such as I can practice divination?" And Judah said, "What can we say to my lord? What can we speak? How can we clear ourselves? God has found out the guilt of your servants. Here we are then, my lord's slaves, both we and also the one in whose possession the cup has been found."
Interesting. That's the end. Now, do you think that's kind of a dirty trick that Joseph just pulled on his brothers?
Yes.
You know, But at the same time, he's been very generous with them. He's shown a lot of mercy to them by giving them food, and not, it doesn't cost them anything. He returned their silver. But he's, you know, so you got to give the guy credit. He's thinking something through here. His plan is in motion. And I just find it like, of all the guys to find the silver cup in, it's Benjamin's sack. And of course, the rest of the boys know how much Benjamin means to their dad. So, I mean, this is like, ay, ay, ay. Can it get any worse? They thought they were going to be going home with a lot of joy, and here they find out that it's not even going to happen.
Do you think that deed they did before to Joseph, does that come into their mind?
Oh, yes. I think there's a lot of guilt with these boys.
Yeah.
It always goes back to like, oh, it's because of what we did to Joseph. I mean, that's there. That's still there.
The guilt.
Yeah. Well, let's go over the review questions from last Thursday. Now, Dora, you don't have to answer any of them because you weren't here.
Okay.
So I'll leave you alone.
So I
did that. And I've kept up, but I have not heard last week. I was going to hear it this morning.
All right, you're off the hook. If you weren't here, you don't have to worry about it. But if you were here, Kathy, look at
I'm an idiot.
How did Joseph's brothers stick out like a sore thumb in Egypt? How did they stick out like a sore thumb in Egypt?
They spoke a different language.
Okay, the language would be a language.
Clothing.
Their dress.
The way they dressed.
Their hair, their beards.
They had, you know, the beards would be a real big giveaway. I'm sure they felt like they were in another land, another planet. They're probably the only ones that had beards because the Egyptians loved having clean-shaven faces. And if they're like Yul Brynner, you know, I mean, he had no hair. So, it'd be a lot of, you know, they were dirty as well because of their, you know, walking or just the blowing of the desert sand or the dirt that was going on there, too. So they would be pretty dirty. Number two, how many trips have Joseph's brothers made to Egypt up to this point in our study?
Two.
Yep, it's two.
It must be the second.
Just two. It's only the second time they're there. How many times do they go there? Don't answer it, because we'll get into that later on. Number three, where have we seen fear in the sons of Jacob thus far in our study? Where have we seen fear in the sons of Jacob up to this point in our study?
Well, when they opened their sacks the first time, they were afraid because the silver was in.
Yes, okay. That's one good point. Yep.
Well, and I think they were afraid when they went back home after they'd done the deed to see their father.
I'm sure, there was fear there.
Home from the first trip, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And when Joseph spoke so harshly to them, I think they had some fear.
There's definitely fear, yeah. We find also like last week, by them just being in Joseph's house, of course they don't know it's Joseph's house.
Yeah.
But they thought they're getting set up for something here.
Yeah.
And the worst thing, you know, that here they sold Joseph to be a slave. And their fear in his house is what?
They'll become a slave.
They're going to be slaves.
Yes. What about, weren't they accused of being spies?
Yep. The first trip down. So they're afraid. Things were going well for them, being accused of being spies in Egypt either. But just think, you know, for them to... to find that silver cup of the prime minister in Benjamin's sack, that had to really put the fear of God in them. It was already there, I think. But they had to be really scared of that whole thing because they'd think of their dad right away. if we don't bring Benjamin back. And of course, what did they just say to this guy that came after him?
To kill the one.
Whoever's got the cup, he should die. Remember, they said that. And so the steward said, well, be it as you say. What's going to happen? Well, let's go on to number four. Why is Joseph hiding his emotions from his brothers? Goes back to last week. Why is he hiding his emotions?
He didn't want them to see him crying. I don't know.
Well, he just does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he want to see if they've changed?
I mean, they don't know who he is yet.
Yeah.
But he does. He just wants to cover. It's kind of cover thing. He does not want to let the cat out of the bag that he actually knows them. He's actually part of their family. So he's doing a pretty good job at this point. I think this is the second time we see him leaving their presence to go and have a good cry.
Well, is he punishing them? Or why, what's his motive?
Is he sad to see them again? Or?
I don't know. I think he's glad to see them, but he doesn't want them to know who he is at this point in time.
Just waiting for the right time.
Yeah. Is it really mean of him to do it this way? I mean,
yes.
You can take it either way, you know. But once it does happen, if it does, yeah. Is it going to matter? We'll see. Yeah. Okay, the last one here is five. How much more food was Benjamin served than his brothers?
Five.
That's right, you got five Big Macs.
Yeah.
Okay. It was supersized. Five times more food. We don't even know what they served at that time. All right, takes us to today then. We'll start our study for today. Number one, what makes Joseph's plan different from when his brothers came to Egypt the first time? We're thinking of Joseph now. He's the prime minister of Egypt. What makes his plan different now that his brothers have come back than when they came the first time? Number A, 1A. The man with the same first name that is on our $100 bill is?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, very good. Benjamin. So having Benjamin come is different. And then B, Joseph's blank is put in his blank.
His cup.
Yeah.
What kind of a cup was it?
Silver.
A silver cup is put in
bag.
His sack. Yeah, bag or sack, whatever you want to put there.
I want to know how they use the cup for divination.
I knew that was going to come up.
Well, I came down here, I read that, and he said that he probably didn't do divination because he believed in God.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he just said it.
You just said that.
To be another cover for him being Egyptian.
When I think of divination, I think of the people that look for water. Mm-hmm. With a stick,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The willow stick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they actually would consider that a demon type thing. I think it's just a phenomenon of nature.
Yeah, I don't know. They call it witching for water, or it can be whatever else. But in my footnote here it says, what kind of divination did Joseph do? This kind of divination was accomplished by placing oil drops upon water and observing the resulting patterns. Divining God's will through dreams, the budding of plants, sheep fleeces. Who did the sheep fleeces? Who was that guy? Remember Gideon?
Gideon?
Okay. What did he say? He wants to know what God should have him do. So he said, well, I'll throw this sheep fleece out, and if there's dew on it, then is it dew on the top or dew on the bottom? I'm not sure. But then he did the opposite way the next time. You know, it was that's how he figured out what God wanted him to do. And then the casting of lots was common in ancient times. People believed God spoke through these means, and as the Old Testament records, sometimes he did. But the Mosaic Law, 400 years after Joseph, prohibited divination and sorcery. It was Leviticus 19 and Deuteronomy 18. I didn't think of that before, but it was like, yeah, maybe he just said that and he himself didn't believe it as a cover up being a true Egyptian. Interesting. Number two, how many brothers are going back to Canaan this time?
11.
Yeah. See, all of them are going back to Canaan. At least they thought. So, how do you think the brothers are feeling as they left Egypt?
Let's get out of here.
They're escaping.
I bet they're feeling pretty good. Yeah. Like, hey, okay, we came, we've got food, we got good meals. It's time to, we're taking everybody back. We got Simeon with us.
Yeah.
And now we got Benjamin with us. We're all going back home to see Dad. So they had to be feeling pretty good, but it didn't take long. they got down the road too far when that steward that Joseph sends after him saying, like, okay,
somebody's got my cup.
Go find out who it is. So that jubilation and good feelings that they're having is going to come to a real end, real jolting end, isn't it? All right, so how far had Joseph's brothers traveled before they were stopped by Joseph's steward?
Said not far.
Yeah, not very far. They didn't even get a mile. Wasn't far. Number four, how do you think Reuben and Judah felt when they saw what came out of Benjamin's sack?
They must have been horrified.
Yeah.
You know, what did Reuben say to his dad? Remember?
Yeah. You can kill my sons if I don't bring him back.
And his sons would be Jacob's grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I got two sons, which means you got two grandsons. If I don't come back with Benjamin, you can kill my two sons. Or your two grandsons. I mean, good grief. Wasn't thought through too good, was it?
Hopefully it was just rhetoric.
Hopefully, yeah. And then what did Judah say? He just said, well, you can depend on me, Dad. If you give me Benjamin, I'll make sure he comes back from Egypt. So, I mean, both these two guys are, I'm sure they're kind of like really reeling from this whole thing. What are they going to say to their father now? If Benjamin doesn't come back with them. Number four. Oh no, we said that. I put there. Their hearts sank in unbelief. You know, it's kind of like, what next? How else? What else is going to happen here? Can't believe what's taking place. Number five, the clan from Canaan. Did you get that clan? See, from Canaan? the clan from Canaan told the Egyptian steward, if any of, it should be OF there on your paper, maybe I corrected it before I ran it off, if any of your servants is found to have it, he will
die,
and the rest of us will become my lord's
servants.
Yeah, I got our slaves. We will become your slaves, or we'll be your servants for the rest of our lives. So number six, what do you think was going through their minds about this accusation towards them? This is with the cup. A, B, C, D, E. Which one would you choose? Or would you choose them all?
Well, I'm sure you've got to be kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be kidding me. Who would take your cup? Who take the...
I think all that was going through their minds, every one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of them.
Well, they were innocent this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably do all of them there. I imagine you guys didn't expect that. You'd have to expect there's one really off the wall, one in there, but I tricked you. Mm-hmm. It'd all be circled. 7. How did the search proceed with the men by the Egyptian steward? From blank to blank.
Oldest to youngest.
Yeah, isn't it something? It's the same way that they were seated for that meal. And to think that at the meal, Benjamin got 5 times as much food, and here, he's the guilty one. What a change of events. Only Benjamin didn't know this was going on.
Yeah, he was set up.
Yeah, it's a setup. 8. Were they able to keep going back to their home? Answer is no. And why? How come they didn't get back home?
Because the cup was in Benjamin's sack.
That's right. The cup was found. What did they say in the beginning to the Egyptian steward? If he found what he was looking for inside one of their sacks, and we've already discussed this, look at question number 5. It said, he will...
Die.
Yeah, the one who had the cup, they were pretty confident it was none of them, but that the one, they find it, that person will die, and then the rest will become servants or slaves. They're pretty confident that, you know, they're all innocent. And so which brother is doing most of the talking for the rest of the brothers here? Number 10.
Judah.
Yeah, Judah.
Judah.
Kind of Judah comes up every now and then. I would have thought it probably would have been Reuben, because he's the oldest that would speak for the rest. But it was Judah as well that sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites. It was his idea. So Judah kind of takes on a role here that you would not expect. Number 11, what did Reuben say to his dad if they did not come back from Egypt with Benjamin?
Reuben?
Yeah, Reuben.
He said, you can have my sons.
Yeah, you can kill his 2 sons. And then 12, what did Judah say to his dad about sending Benjamin with them?
Don't worry, I'll bring him back.
Yeah, pretty reassured his dad. Hey, Dad, you can count on me. I'll make sure that he comes back.
So he promised him that.
Judah's pretty confident. And then 13, the last one says, what do they mean by saying God has uncovered our guilt?
Where did they say that?
I'm going to find... Oh, it's right there on the very last verse, 16.
The truth comes out.
Uncovered your...
God has uncovered your servant's guilt.
Probably about Joseph.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the guilty conscience. You can run, but you cannot hide.
Maybe they thought he was repaying them now. And by uncovering it there, he's repaying them by making this happen.
Mm-hmm. So Joseph was either I mean, what I'm thinking is he's either carrying out a plan of God's to ensure that they feel guilty about it.
Well,
or he's just being devious and just getting back at them.
Well, you know, this is definitely going to be another trip they will not forget. What's going on here? But
it's God's plan.
But it's God's plan.
I feel it's God's
Joseph is doing what God is giving him the insight to do.
It isn't Joseph, it's God.
I mean, you know, Joseph could have did a lot of worse things before this time if he really wanted to.
Yeah, he could have slammed him in jail.
Yeah, he could have had them all beheaded.
Yeah.
And no one would have thought anything of it in Egypt, and they would have never made it back home.
Or made them slaves.
Yeah, I mean, he could have did a lot of terrible things to them, but up to this point...
For revenge.
And up to this point, I mean, these brothers don't even know that he has been crying for them. He's been weeping. And he's been pretty quiet on the sidelines. Been watching, very observant.
Oh, what a tale of wet weeping.
What a journey here, huh?
It's weird that, so they don't even know that that's Joseph.
No, they don't.
But Joseph is like testing him with that younger brother. Like, what are they going to do with Benjamin? Who is he going to treat him like they did me? It's kind of like, are they going to throw him under the bus like they threw me under the bus?
But even Jacob said to his sons, it's kind of, why did you guys talk so much? When this guy asked you about your aging father, you know, about your father, and then, if you know, your younger brother type of thing, why did you even answer those questions? Why does he even know that your father is still alive or that you do have a younger brother? You know, Jacob is saying, like, you guys just talk too much. And these guys are saying, Dad, you weren't there. The way he was treating us, you would have said the same thing we did, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just, you talk about the different kind of thinking process going on here. It's,
well, they were sort of like going down there to get food, hoping they could get food, and it was sort of a deal there that, I don't know what I want to say, you know, there was, not sure whether they're treading thin water going down there, not knowing if they could get their food.
And so, well, right, yeah.
Yeah, they had to have what they did the first time on the mines when they went back the second time.
You know, and think of all the people that have been affected by this famine.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
And they have no idea who these guys are. That this is what God wants to use in the life of Joseph and his brothers. And you think of all these people have no idea that this is going on.
But the brothers didn't know,
and they don't
that
know.
Joseph had become the prime minister.
Right, they don't know.
They probably figured he was dead.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind. I mean, they're just glad. I mean, they hated him. You know, they'd go back how much they hated this guy. And will that hate still be there?
And they would expect revenge if they found it.
Oh, absolutely. So, we're going to stop right there.